Good morning. It's Monday, January 22nd, and that means two things. It's time for the lighting industry news brief, and a second thing that I normally say first. But what's important at this is that we are brought to you by Keystone Technologies and their X-Fit Area Light with Optic Swap. It's an area light. It has Optic Swap. It has three interchangeable lenses that they're in the box. You pick the one you want. You take the other ones home. You throw them out. I don't know what you do with them. You make them into a little hat. It's fun. Speaking of things that are in the box, mounting options. You can't make a hat out of those, but they're handy for putting the area lights up. And they've got a photocell on there, so you've got the capacity to do timed dimming right there. It's all in one box. Save some time. Save some space. Have some extra plastic parts. It's time to go to KeystoneTechnologies.com or the product link in the description. Thank you very much. Let's get into the news. MHT Lighting is moving all of its lighting manufacturing to New York State. They had previously been around the world, but now New York State. There you go. Myers EPS has bought SPS. They make inverters and power products. SPS is a Canadian battery company. Access Lighting is opening a new warehouse in Greenville, South Carolina. It'll be operational next month. Border States has bought Winston Engineering. This is a distributor buying some contractors. GEF, a PE firm, has invested a great deal of money, no idea how much money, but a great deal, into Next Step Energy Solutions. They're an LED retrofitter in the DC area. NLB has extended the Tesla award deadline, so you now have until the 25th to submit your product, person, or project to the award. Nora Lighting is renovating, part of celebrating 35 years in the biz. IUEW, that is a labor union, is protesting layoffs at Westmoreland Plastics. They thermoset a number of plastics for a number of industries, including electrical and lighting equipment, and they are alleged to have violated collective bargaining as people maybe came back to work in the wrong order. We'll see how that goes. SAMULED's revenues are up $100,000 this quarter compared to same time last year. Washington State is the next one to maybe ditch daylight saving time. This is a Senate bill that could come into effect in June. SGH sales are down. Q1 sales are down 30% compared to last year. Sonepar is joining the IES at the champion sustaining membership level, which sounds very important to me. Shipping rates are up. This is due to the instabilities going on in the Suez Canal and Red Sea. Some routes are as much as 42% more expensive. Also, that instability might get less stable or more stable as the EU may or may not join fighting in Yemen. We have a faulty LED driver diagnosed as the cause of the death of a small child. A 6-year-old was electrocuted at Maryland's MGM National Harbor while holding an illuminated handrail. This handrail also injured 2 people who tried to rescue that child. Acuity's senior VP has sold $429,000 in stock. That transaction went through on the 10th. Architectural SSL, a fine web publication, is now called LightSpec. Acuity has renamed its unplanned renovations sales team to the Energy Solutions sales team. And Oblamey Rinker Associates is now just Aura. I'm still called Scott, by the way. I'm not changing my name. Lead Vance is launching new recycled A19s under the Osram brand in the UK. And Disney Plus, the streaming service, will co-produce a Korean drama based on the supernatural webcomic called Lighting Store. The comic's by a guy named Kang Full. He's had a number of works adapted to both film and television in South Korea. And if you think for one second that I am not going to use this as an excuse to launch a recap show or a segment here, you are dead wrong, good sirs. Dead wrong. LG has debuted a coffee table. The PuriCare is a UV air purifier / lamp / cell phone charger. You can buy it now. In legal news, Signify is adding pressure to Deco. This is related to pending patent payments that may be prioritized under Chapter 7 proceedings. We also have 6 people indicted for lighting control hardware thefts. This was part of a 20-month, 130-store retail crime spree. It's going to court in New York, but this was in a lot of places. There you go. In rep agency news, West Coast Lighting will close. VI is merging with Trifecta, and Nicar has partnered with HK Sales in 3 different states. In events and webinars, registration is open for the IESLA Fundamentals of Lighting. This is a 4-week course starting February and March. Registration is open for the RMLA short course, early bird discounts, and on the 31st. The course itself runs over a weekend, May to June. In IoT news, LeGrand has brought ZPE. Data Power and Control Division will expand there. Leviton has bought Prism DCS. This is undisclosed as to the data center deal. Environ Energy has bought a company called Prism, not all caps, Energy. The Environ is an energy management company. Prism is a controls company. They're in New England. Vodafone has partnered with Microsoft on a 10-year deal for IoT services. Current has partnered with ControlBright to create new hardware controls. And Talk, the smart city protocol, has issued its 42nd certification. In R&D news, lighting design without glare or changes in power density is a new project from the LHRC. They've issued a paper on balancing visual and non-visual, which is to say circadian stimulus light use. We have Fang Yu testing Li-Fi on OLEDs. Normally this is done with LED, but on OLEDs we get a 3 wavelength transmission to improve connectivity, stability, and ping rates. We have wireless power for lighting tech demoed. The Spectrum company has been able to beam 50 watts of power through the air. That's some Tesla stuff, real Tesla stuff, not car Tesla stuff. U Sydney and Qantas have partnered on a jet lag study on long haul flights. In dark sky and night restoration news, the Pench Tiger Reserve in India is their first dark sky park. Low orbit objects, communication satellites mostly, will be responsible for 10% of sky glow soon. LED headlights are indeed getting worse. Jeju National University College of Medicine has found that bright light at night doubles the risk of certain eye diseases. Half of LED street light drivers can't dim. Some of them even say they can, but they can't. That's a new study coming out. We can explain that sleepiness is more than measurements. The feeling of sleepiness is more than just your melatonin levels. We have excess lighting ruining your garden, and you should turn off your lights in your garden if you want your plants to succeed. Basalt, Colorado has begun a new dark sky initiative with DSI. Campbell River, BCs are asking for nuisance lighting laws. Dorm dwellers at Vassar have asked for dimmer hallway lighting at night. We have light pillars spotted in Alabama. The Samuel de Champlain Bridge in Quebec has added 5,800 RGB decorative lamps, they claim without bothering wildlife. We have re-examining the permits at the LDS Temple in Cody, Wyoming. Lake Placid, Colorado has formed a dark sky committee. And Truckee, California is now working on a dark sky initiative. In horticultural news, Philips has partnered with Hewelling for a new deal to supply Canadian greenhouses with lights. And LED, being able to advertise that it's grown with LED, is boosting the sales of microgreens. That's right, people are willing to pay more for efficient indoor farming. In recommended reading, we can talk about how cannabis sank Scott's Miracle-Gro's value. We have circadian lighting for health outcomes. We have a decline of gateways. We have 1 year after the end of Force Partners. But how much do Calgary's office towers really use? We have 5 things we learned at Lightovation. We have bespoke automation and 2023 in Controlled Environment Agriculture, a recap you can read, all these on nail.org. In local news, the Pennsylvania Capitol building has gotten lighting upgrades. New Mexico is adopting a new building code. Maryland is offering new grants. Pennsylvania is offering new energy loans. The Missouri Department of Transportation will not pay for maintenance on Bond Bridge's decorative lighting. They're just going to let it burn out. Washington Island School Boards will be going LED. Lynchburg, Virginia schools are getting free lighting controls after a previous project fell through for political reasons. Chicago hospitals are adding UV disinfection. And Port Moody, BC plans to spend less on their Truth and Reconciliation crosswalk than they did on their Pride crosswalk. They said it, not me. The World Bank is funding a new lighting in projects in southern Vietnam. Los Choros in Chile hasn't had working street lighting in 2 years. Italy is relamping their highways right now. In People News, Rick Leeds is the new VP of Sales at Lodes USA. Cedia has named a new BOD and executive committee members. LumiLeds has picked Tom Costantino as their CFO. Whitney Walrath has been named the regional president at Rexel. We have a new advisory board at OZOP, and Mike Jordan is now the CPO at RTI. And things you can make, you can have fake Bluetooth if you need to fake that. We have lighting fixtures made of cardboard boxes, a neon watch, and you have a dim lamp, a dim bulb to test other gear. Until next time, I've been Scott Walker. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. Thanks to our sponsors. Enjoy your week. Enjoy the music. Good day.